G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Vision 180.
Live different.
Different. Mel with you today and joined on the show by the amazing Blessing Offer. How are you, Blessing?
It's the holidays. I'm pretty happy, I'll be honest.
Yes, I'm so excited to talk to you. I've been such a big fan. I'm just so amazed, like, hearing your story and your outlook on life. And I'm so honored to be speaking with you today. So thank you so much for making time to join us on V180.
It's my pleasure. Literally anytime, I'll do it.
Okay, I'll hold you to that. Okay, so we want to cover your album, but I just want to do a quick recap of your story for those that don't know. So at 6 years old, correct me if I'm wrong,
yes, you
lost your eyesight in one of your eyes.
So actually...
Oh, yeah? Yeah, can you tell us a story? You're going to do a lot better than
me. So at 6 years old, I came to the States. I was actually born blind in my left eye. So I came to the States with one functioning good eye at six.
Okay. And then after that, at age 10, you then lost eyesight in your other eye as
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. So that must have just been so traumatic going through. Like, how did you get through that? Was there something that pulled you through such a dark time?
So I always tell people that culturally, where I come from, first of all, it's always a lie to pretend something doesn't hurt, right? So it's always okay to say something hurts, right? Mm. It was a difficult time. And to be honest with that is only like human to say, wow, that was a scary, unexpected, unforeseen thing. Back home, I would say Nigerian African culture factors in that hard things happen in life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because, you know, In Nigeria, you see hard things all the time. You see people that are hungry. You see people that are sick and can't get health care. So you're very familiar with, and it's not a contradiction to think that life can be good and difficult at the same time. So I think for me, coming from where I come from, that moment, that season being really hard was not a contradiction, you know?
Mm. Wow. So have you always grown up knowing about God and knowing Jesus?
Literally,
or is that a whole other story?
Oh no! Oh, you'll know. I tell stories about everything. So yeah.
Love it. I love it.
But when I was two, my dad taught us all. You know, when we were all kids, John 3:16. So we were always just fed the word and went to church. So yeah, I would say from birth.
Yeah, wow. Okay, we're going to continue chatting to Blessing Offer. We'll find out. Was there ever a point in his life that he questioned God when he went through losing his eyesight? That is coming up. But right now, Young and Free, it's Noel right here, Living Different at V180. It's the most wonderful time of year. Mel with you today for your Christmas Eve and joined by Blessing Offer. Oh, Blessing, it is so great to chat to you on V180. Now, we just did a recap of your story, and for those that missed it, you were born with no eyesight in one of your eyes. Your parents then sent you to the US to try and get treatment, only to find out that 4 years later, you lost your eyesight in your second eye from an unfortunate water gun fight, which absolutely blows my mind. So you're completely blind, and yet you're still continuing to follow Jesus and to trust in God. Did you ever have a moment through all that, through that dark time, where you're questioning, like, where is God in all this?
Yeah, and I think it's like, you know, as much as a 10, 11, 12-year-old can process, it's more just like, this feels unfair. Mm. You know what I mean? And this is hard. Because again, it wasn't, where is God? Because God is in the hard things. And where I come from, that is the truth, right? So it wasn't, where is God? But like, God, I don't like this. You know what I mean? It was more just like, this is not my favorite part of your plan. You know what I mean? And I feel like that was, you know, when the idea of God as the Father, as a kid, I was just like, Dad, what is this? You know what I mean? And so there was just a lot of wrestling. You know, I love the term ABBA. So I think in that time I was really digging into the ABBA. You know what I mean? Because me and my dad in Nigeria just had this really great relationship, and I would always whine to him. And he was always like, it's gonna be okay. You know, he let me be a kid.
Yeah, I love that. We're gonna continue chatting with Blessing Afar, but first, let's have a listen to one of his singles taken off his latest album. It's Your Love, right here, Living Different at V180.
I've been running around the edges, building my own happy endings.
Stars go dim. Chris Cleveland, how glorious is the love of heaven? Mel with you for your Saturday simulcast right around Australia. It is a beautiful Christmas Eve as we get ready for Christmas Day tomorrow. We are catching up with Blessing Afar. So great to have you on the show, Blessing. Now, you were just sharing about how you went through that moment of losing eyesight in both of your eyes as a young kid. That is a lot to go for. And then you decided to throw yourself into music. Why did you decide to go into music as an avenue?
Well, as God does, as all this was happening with my good eye, we got a piano in the house. And as I had all this time, because I wasn't running around playing basketball and all this kind of stuff, I just had this free time. I could sit, and I just sat at the piano. And so, you know, it is just, in hindsight, you say, oh, of course that happened. Of course, the solution was right there all along, so to speak. Again, not to make it sound cheesy, but like none of that is an accident. And I poured myself into the piano because I fell in love with it quickly. And, you know, here we are.
Wow. So did you start learning, like, after you lost your eyesight? And did you just teach yourself?
I started being interested in piano while I could see. And I remember this very clear vision of my first piano lesson. And my piano teacher was this blonde woman named Marie Salso, and she had these red nails. And her fingers would fly across the keys, and you'd hear this little pitter-patter of her nails on the keys. And I was like, how does her fingers know what to do?
Yeah. You
know
what I mean?
And like that, I loved it, but I just didn't have the desire at that point to sit at it. And so after the accident, all of a sudden sitting at it was all I could do, you know? So again, nothing is an accident. It was just what it took, you know?
Yeah, wow. I feel like nothing is accidental with God. Everything works together for good for those who love him. We're going to continue chatting with Blessing Afar next hour, so stick around for that. Future's coming up, and this one, Be After. It's Joy to the World at V180.
It was a silent night.
Oh, come all you faithful. It is Christmas Eve right here at V180 for your Saturday simulcast right around Australia. And of course, we're streaming live at the app at v180.org.au and through our free Vision Christian Media app at the App Store or Google Play. Joined today by Blessing Afar. Blessing, this year has been a massive year for you. A 2022 Dove Award nomination for New Artist of the Year. Huge congratulations on that. And of course, now you're bringing out a debut album, My Tribe, set to be released the 13th of January next year. What was the process like putting this album together?
Well, first, I have to say this album would not be possible without great partners like the ones I have at Capitol. Because this is an adventurous album, to say the least. Like, I don't think you can call it a worship record, but it is a record based deeply in faith. So I think I wanted to make a record that was not afraid to be human and not afraid to be vulnerable. And not afraid to, you know, I had this meeting and I said, you know, guys, I'm not going to pretend this is a God song. This is just a love song. But I think the meaning is still beautiful. You know what I mean? And like, I think somehow we've told ourselves that Christians can only worship 24/7, but we forget that like love is worship. You know what I mean? Like love in its best form is created by God. You know what I mean? So when you sing something to someone that's genuine and heartfelt, and true and good, you are worshiping. So I felt disingenuous to not bring in the full aspect of who I am, which is I just love music and I love fun and I love love songs, and I love, like, I grew up on all the Motown stuff. So I was like, I want to make a record that is both worshipful and human, and doesn't always have a victory march involved and, like, lets you be sad when you're sad.
Yeah.
Lets you ask questions. So they let me do it, and it was amazing. And I'm so excited for people to hear it.
Well, that certainly shines through. They gave us a little sneak peek, and I couldn't, I'm like, I just listened to a couple songs and I couldn't turn it off. Honestly, it is such a good album, and it makes you, I love music, and I love that you've put your Nigerian roots in there, because I just want to get up and dance around the room. Like, it is just, oh, I can't wait to have it on repeat. It is really, really good.
That makes me so happy.
What is the main, do you have a main message that you want to get through on this album?
Wherever you are, it's okay. And wherever you are, God is there, even if you can't see him. And being human is a journey and the destination all at the same time. So it's okay, you know?
Wow, so simple and yet so deep as well. I love it, Blessing. We'll continue chatting with you on the way. We'll find out all about your Nigerian roots song, and I know I'm going to say it wrong. That's coming up, but right now, let's continue the Christmas music with Everfound. It's Carol of the Bells at B180. Hark, the herald angels sing with Citizens for Christmas Eve. We're smashing the Christmas music. It is basically my favourite Christmas playlist, and now is the only time that I'm allowed to play it song after song. Absolutely love it. Hope you're having a great Christmas Eve so far. It's your Saturday simulcast of Vision 180, and if you want to get in touch with us, I'd love to hear from you. You can follow us on our Facebook or Instagram with the tag at V180AU. Now, joined today by the amazing Blessing Offer. Now, Blessing, I love, we were talking about your Nigerian roots in the album as well, and I love that you've got a tune on there, What a World, and I know I'm going to say it wrong.
Say it.
Aqua Uwaya?
Akua.
Akua. Uwaya. Akua. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Oh, that's adorable.
Oh, I love it. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So Akwonwa is an old 70s folk song, for lack of a better word.
Ah.
And it was written and sang by this band that my uncle used to play all the time when I was a kid. And it's just one of those things that sticks in your head. And literally, I've never forgotten the melody of that song. And what it talks about is just like what a journey life is, right? Roughly translated, Ebela Makunwa is, I've cried all the tears of the world. You know what I mean? And so, like, the world, being in the world, being alive, being a human is like good, bad, exciting, sad. You know, all the things in between. It's not a one-dimensional thing to be in the world, but not of the world. So, like, that song has always kind of been the synopsis of how I grew up, you know?
Wow, so cool. And at the end of the song, you've got someone translating.
Yeah.
Is that your uncle?
My uncle?
Is it? That's awesome.
Yeah.
So did he know when you were talking to him that he was going to be on the album, or were you just having like a conversation?
I don't know. I don't know. He'll find out very soon.
Oh, he still doesn't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I have to check with him, really.
He'll be listening. Wait, is that me? What?
Exactly. But I was like, as he was translating it, I was like, man, we should really record this. And we did. And I was like, it's probably one of my favorite things on the record is just having him speak to the meaning of the song, you know?
Oh, that's so special. I really love that you've included that on the album. We're also going to be checking out his latest single, My Tribe.
My people, my tribe, my village, my vibe.
Coming up, I love that one, on the way. But first, let's continue the Christmas music with David Dunn. It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. Streaming live at v180.org.au and, of course, through our free Vision Christian Media app at the App Store or Google Play. Happy Christmas Eve. Mel with you today and joined on the show by Blessing Offer. Blessing, I still can't believe you're with us today on V180. Now, first, I've got to talk to you about your track, My Tribe. I am loving it. It is such a great track. The title track of your latest album, My Tribe, set to come out in January. Can you tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind this song?
I have gotten to grow up in so many parts of the world with so many people. And being from where I'm from, I literally there's a tribe I'm part of in Nigeria. I speak a language called Igbo, so I'm of the Igbo tribe. But even in America, Connecticut, Hamden, Connecticut, where I grew up, the friends and family I made there, the friends and family I have here in Nashville, the friends I made in New York, like these are all beautiful parts of my tribe. So this is a record and this is a song that really goes towards celebrating all of those things, because no matter the distance, those are still my people, you know?
Wow. I love that. You've got such a diverse background. It's amazing.
It's like only God, you know what I mean? Mm. Like I tell people all the time, I was born in a village, you know, like every time I'm on stage, I go, wow, I was born in a village in West Africa. And here I am on fill in the blank, you know what I mean? So every day is kind of a miracle.
It is. It really is, because it's so foreign to us who were born in America or Australia and have never experienced. And it's like, wow, like God is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And is everywhere. And like, you know, nation, tongue and tribe is a real thing. And I feel like sometimes we gloss over those words.
Yeah.
But there are people that you could not even imagine from everywhere in the world that are worshiping right now. And it's really beautiful.
Oh, so beautiful. And it's so true. We sometimes get stuck in our little bubble and forget to think about people all over the world in all different countries, all different tribes. Let's check it out. This one, Blessing Offer, My Tribe at B180.
You can keep your money. You can keep your gold.
Christmas, I'm not ready. It's Chris Cron at V180 for your Christmas Eve. It's your Saturday simulcast. And don't forget, if you're going away for your Christmas holidays or you're already away, to download our free Vision Christian Media app from the App Store or Google Play. It's the best way to keep updated with Vision and Vision 180, and to check out all of our podcasts as well. If you're going for a road trip, it's my favorite thing to do is to put on a long form podcast, and you can have a listen to all of our artist interviews, including this one with Blessing Offer. Available at the app or our website, v180.org.au/on-demand. Joined today by the amazing Blessing Offer. Now, Blessing, you teamed up with Toby Mac for one of my favorite songs, The Goodness. Now, you've both been through hardships in your life, so it really shows the goodness of God when you can both get together and sing about it. How was the experience working with Toby Mac on The Goodness?
Toby is the realest guy in the entire world, and he's one of my favorite people. And for him to want to do a song like that, I mean, speaks to just the foundational strength of his faith, because anybody can sing The Goodness, but to sing The Goodness having been through the worst darkness is a more powerful statement than anything else.
So powerful.
It was all inspiring for me.
Yeah, amazing. And Brighter Days, we're playing that on V180 as well. It's in our top five most popular songs. How can you tell us about that one as well?
Brighter Days, it's funny because when I wrote it and sent it in, I didn't think it was that good. I was like to confess that. Like, I was like, this is not right. Because I'm like a music nerd. You know what I mean? So I was like, but it doesn't have a dominant subdominant of the third. Like, I didn't show off all my music. It's a very simple song. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so my A&R went, Blessing, are you crazy? This is a great song. And I was like, I mean, okay, I guess. And she goes, rewrite verse one.
Wow.
So I went back and rewrote verse one, and she goes, I just want a line that'll catch the listener immediately. And it was Ashes Fall from Burning Dreams, because the original verse one was not that. And she goes, I want you to give me a signature line, you know? And I want it to be something I've never heard before. So I was like, okay, cool.
Sure. I'll just go write it out.
Yeah. Right away.
Yeah. Here you go.
And how's this? And she held me to a really high standard, and I'm so proud of that song and her and just the whole journey that it's taken. It's really beautiful.
Wow. Well, that song is quite popular. It's on Grey's Anatomy, The Equalizer, American Idol, and like so many others. Like, what the heck? Oh, so cool.
When I sing it at churches, I'm always like, guys, you're not going to believe this, but this song was on Grey's Anatomy, which you don't hear in church very often.
No, so that is amazing. It's such a powerful song. Let's have a listen right now. Toby Mac, Blessing Offer, The Goodness at V180.
sky joined in.
It's all creatures right across Australia and streaming live at V180. Mel, keeping you company for your Christmas Eve and joined by Blessing Offer. Oh, Blessing, it is so great to have you on V180. Now, I've heard that you're a little bit of a Christmas fan, so I want to know, are you ever going to do a Christmas album?
I'm not going to say no, but I'm not ready to break the news, but next year might be exciting.
Oh, are you serious? I wondered if you would. I love Christmas albums too, so I'm excited.
I'm a Christmas geek.
Me too. I have my Christmas tree up in November. My husband's like, what are you doing?
Exactly. Yeah, it's just really October, middle of October, really, but it's fine. I'm excited for that. It's something I'm not going to say yes to, but I'm not going to say no to.
So good.
I'm the worst secret keeper ever.
That is the best. Okay, and one more. Are you going to come to Australia for a tour of this album?
Literally,
or at any time?
1,000,000% yes. We are putting together so many things next year, and we're international is on the list. So you guys,
my,
it will be my pleasure to make it to Australia. And as soon as we get all those details and opportunities together, I will trumpet it because I'm so excited. I mean, I'm from Nigeria, so going any part of the world is just a joy for me. So I can't wait.
Oh, we welcome you with open arms. Like, it'll be so amazing to meet you in real life.
IRL, as the kids say.
So cool. You have to come to the studio if you ever do. Like, if you do a little tour around, you'll have to come in and have a chat, do some live shows or something. That'd be amazing.
I would be honored. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, 1,000%.
Oh, that'd be so good. And don't you worry. We'll keep you updated if that happens. Blessing Offer on the way. We'll find out how we can keep updated with his new music. But here he is right now. Brighter Days at V180.
I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Now it's
Christmas every day. Christmas every day. Wouldn't that be amazing? Unspoken at V180. It's your Saturday simulcast and joined by Blessing Offer. Blessing, before you go, we'd love to know, how can we keep updated with what Blessing Offer is doing and, of course, get our hands on your brand new album set to be released in January?
Ooh. So Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Blessing Offer, OFFOR. My Tribe will be out on January 13th. Feel free to go pre-order, pre-save. And it'll be everywhere you listen to music, guys. And go stream, won't be long now, the most recent bonus track that you'll get as soon as you pre-save it.
Oh, sounds exciting.
Mm-hmm. And there's a song there called Rollin', which is the focus track for the release day. One of my favorite songs.
Oh, Blessing. Yes. I could talk to you all day. Thank you so much for your time. It's so great to
1,000%.
Chat to you. And yeah, hopefully we'll see you when you come to Australia.
Please, next year, say a prayer, okay? Because I feel like it's all right around the corner and I'm so excited.
It sure is. Oh, I'm so stoked for your album launch. All the best.
Cheers, friend.
What a legend. Get a copy of his album. I know it is going to be amazing. If his singles are anything to go by, find out all the deets at his website and all his socials. You can pre-order as well. That's it for Blessing Offer, but don't forget you can catch the full podcast with him. It will be available at our free Vision Christian Media app or at the App Store, Google Play, or the website v180.org.au.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.